It appears that today's stepped-up rescue effort in New Orleans has been successful. There are no more victims housed in the Superdome. And we're turning now to NPR's John Itzde. He's at the New Orleans Convention Center, where thousands of hurricane victims had been waiting for rescue. John, what's the situation there now? We'd been hearing that people there were getting very desperate as they heard that the Superdome was emptied and they were still waiting to leave.
Well, Debbie, for many days it's been a place of only bad news, and now some good news. The place is empty. All the refugees that were gathered here after the storm are now gone. The streets are a little worse for the wear. There's trash all over. Chairs from the convention center that have been pulled out. Rugs. There's a life preserver here. A champagne bottle. It's just a total mess. But the people are gone. In fact, what happened was that I was just driving into the city, and we were coming down here to check things out, and we saw a caravan of buses as we pulled up to the convention center. We followed the buses, parked our car, and by the time we'd parked our car, we saw the buses driving away empty. Walked up to the corner, and were told by the National Guard that all the evacuees were now gone. And according to state officials, they've been going to Arkansas mostly. The National Guard also said that they had walked.
I'm hearing a lot of noise there, John. What's going on?
Debbie, that's a chopper going over, a helicopter just circling over. But the National Guard said that they had gone through the convention center. There were reports there might be gangs holed up in the convention center, but as it turns out, they say it's clear, though, again, an awful, awful mess.
So it does sound like the city is emptying out, at least of the people that were trapped there.
I think it is. We also ran into a couple of doctors from New Iberia, Louisiana, who had come in. They came over here trying to help some folks. When they got here, everyone was gone. They said last night they were on the I-10 causeway, I-10.
The I-10 causeway bridge? John, I can no longer hear you.
Another helicopter is going over, Debbie. Can you hear me now?
Yes, now I can hear you.
Yeah. And they said people were getting out there very rapidly as well. So our next stop is to go over there and check out to see whether, indeed, that site has also been totally evacuated. One thing that we've heard from the guardsmen and those doctors as we talked to them was that the crowds were very peaceful. People just wanted to get out. And all the reports of violence and that sort of thing that we've heard over the last couple of days were not evident there today and last night.
Do you see a much bigger presence in terms of the authorities, the National Guard troops? Do you have the sense that someone is in charge now?
I think that's very much the case. We've heard that from a number of people, including city officials, that finally there is law and order being restored here, and there is some authority. As I'm talking to you right now, I can see a squad of guardsmen, a lot of guardsmen, I would say 24 right now, walking down the street.
Thank you, John.
Sweeping the area.
NPR's John Itzde reporting from New Orleans.